From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the U.S. and its allies have taken decisive action against the Syrian chemical weapons infrastructure. He spoke in a briefing just after President Trump announced airstrikes conducted following last week's alleged chemical attack on the city of Duma, where 40 people were killed. Syrian government has repeatedly denied any use of banned weapons either last week or last year when a chemical attack occurred in April and to which the U.S. responded with airstrikes. Here's Defense Chief Mattis.
France, the United Kingdom, and the United States took decisive action to strike the Syrian chemical weapons infrastructure. Clearly, the Assad regime did not get the message last year. This time, our allies and we have struck harder. Together, we have sent a clear message to Assad and his murderous lieutenants that they should not perpetrate another chemical weapons attack for which they will be held accountable.
Secretary Mattis urged what he called responsible nations to condemn the Assad regime and to join the U.S. in the resolve to prevent chemical weapons from being used again. Gaza Health Ministry says one Palestinian was killed, more than 900 others injured by Israeli troops who used gunfire and tear gas to repel numerous attempts by Palestinians to cross the border into Israel. Rights groups maintain Israel's open fire rules are unlawful because troops can use lethal force against unarmed protesters. Palestinian protesters are demanding an end to a blockade and a return of Palestinian refugees. Israel repeatedly has denied that, saying they want to keep the Jewish majority. This is VOA News.